Well, friends, Tom is still absent from his old haunt here on Vine Street, but coming in to haunt those haunts is a man who, just like Tom, is an outstanding radio MC. Yes, MC. That meddlesome crackpot, Gary Breckner.
Oh, dear me. MC, what do you say? Meddlesome crackpot. I resent that, Carl, just a little bit. Well, I'm glad to be here anyway this morning, pinch-hitting for Tom Brenneman. And, as usual, let's have a little greeting. Good morning, ladies. You don't have to wave your hand, just say good morning. Hey, Art Brenneman, what do you know? They all know my first name, but I don't know any of you. So supposing you all give me your first, your last names in unison when I say three. All right? One, two, three. Very glad to meet you all, Mr. and Mrs. Tingleton. From where? And who are you?
Adele Stepp.
From where?
From San Francisco.
Doesn't she have a nice low voice? I think that's wonderful. You little husky so early in the morning?
A wee bit.
What did you turn around and say to her?
I just said this is my sister.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Hello, this is Mrs. Jack Reed speaking.
From?
San Francisco.
Both of you. I bet you were born right close by there, weren't you?
Could be.
Could be, wasn't it?
Well.
You were born, weren't you? Who are you?
Juliet Erickson.
From?
Lake Lillian, Minnesota.
Minnesota. And who are you?
Mrs. Weber.
From where?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. We always have a lot of Oklahoma. You?
Well, I'm from Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
From where?
Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
That's a good town, that Rhinelander. And who are you?
Catherine Ellis from Alhambra.
What are you chewing?
Gum?
Spit it out. The idea of chewing gum in here. Spit it out. Come on. Take a piece of paper and wrap it up. Yeah. That's it. She's a good, obedient girl. Carl, she's such a sweet girl. Give her a cigar, will you? Fine, give her a cigar. Don't say we didn't make you feel better. Well, we got a lot of servicemen here this morning, and as usual, we're going to find out who they are. All right, boys, let's find out who you are. And who are you?
I'm Private First Class Old Cash, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Jersey City, New Jersey, huh? I tell you what we'll do, folks. Let's all hold our applause until after I've introduced all of them, huh? Here you are. Who are you?
I'm from Fargo, North Dakota, Sergeant Arnold D. Bergstaff.
Say hello to my sister up there, will you, when you go back? Hello?
I'm Ross Williams from Meridian, Mississippi.
Good.
Seaman First Class.
Seaman First Class. And you?
Richard D'Alessio, Brooklyn, New York. Seaman First Class.
Good. And you?
Kenneth Simonson from Oakland, California.
CB. Fine boy. Oh, gee, we've got a lot of CBs here. Here they are, all of them. You?
Pat Patterson, Portland, Oregon. Carpenter Mate First Class.
Good. And you?
Robert Edgecombe from Hamden, Maine. Electrician's Mate.
Electrician's Mate. Glad to have you here. You, sir?
Benson Ford, Tampa, Florida. Carpenter.
Corporal what is that?
Carpenter Second.
Carpenter Second. And you?
Ronald Ketzel, Erie, Pennsylvania. Seaman First.
Good. You know the name of your city first, boys, and then your own rating and your name.
Rating PA, Stanley, Corporal Stanley Brenham.
Attaboy. You?
La Rose, Louisiana, Alex Mellison, Private, Air Corps.
Good. Did you say your name is Brenham?
Yes.
You in relation, Tom?
No, sir, not that I know.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry the Tom's not here. You'd make a darn good relative. Who are you?
Texarkana, Arkansas, James B. Holland, Farmer First Class.
Great. Major, who are you?
I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma, Earl H. McKinney, Major, QMC.
UNC, Quartermaster's Corps, huh? Got any cigarettes? No, never mind.
Pacific Grove, California. Carver's Mate, Second Class, Ronald Vine.
From Pacific Grove, and you?
Manhattan, Pennsylvania. Pharmacist Mate, Third Class, Roper Charles.
Good, and you?
To Glens Falls, New York. Charles D. Vandenberg, Sergeant.
Glad to have you here, and you?
San Diego, California. Walter Carlson, Seaman Second.
Great, and you?
Portland, Oregon, Sergeant Bill Racer.
Great, and you?
North Plainfield, New Jersey, Lieutenant Donald Wooten.
The Air Corps, and you?
Skokie, Illinois, John B. Roman.
What's your rating?
Chief.
Chief what?
Chief Yeoman.
Chief Yeoman.
Got those crossed pins on your sleeve there. Who are you?
Indianapolis, Indiana. Robert Metcalf. Ensign.
Ensign. Ensign what?
Ensign the Amphibs.
Oh, the Amphibs. These guys with their short console packs and sink pack and whatnot, you sir?
Hot Springs, Arkansas. Glenn Buchanan, warrant officer, Marine Aviation.
Great. A nice Marine there. Have I got them all? I think I have. No, wait a minute. Here's a sailor over here. Can't miss him any of them. Who are you, sir?
Curtis Downs, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. I knew we'd have a Texan in there before long. Oh, here's another one. You?
Santa Monica, California. Lieutenant Robert M. O'Neill.
O'Neill? Good Irish name. All right, boys and girls, on your feet, and let's give them all a nice big hand. On your feet, sir. Oh, that's great. We're mighty glad to have you all aboard. And who are you, ma'am?
This is Ida Stone, Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles. Born here?
No, in Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
That's a good state. Can you make mince pie?
Well, I haven't made one for some time, but I guess I could.
You could in a pinch.
Yes.
Well, that's a good idea. People can't make, now you can make a mince pie. Can you mince words?
No.
You can't mince words. Mix them up, in other words. Well, I wonder how you do mince words. Well, I'm not going to mince words this morning. I'm just going to say straight out, if you want your fine clothes to stay pretty up to twice as long, give them gentle ivory flakes care. It's a good idea. Yes, if you want to help keep your delicate dainties, I said dainties, if you want to help keep them from having a minced look and to stay looking practically like new for up to twice as long, then remember that's exactly what happened in scientifically checked wash tests, which proved that ivory flakes care can result in up to twice the wear. So be smart enough to cash in on that discovery by washing your sweaters and house coats and blouses gently and using ivory flakes. Never wash things the wrong way and never use the wrong kind of soap. Make it a rule to depend on ivory flakes, those thin, glistening white flakes which are the flake form of that pure, mild ivory soap, which generations of particular American women have been so pleased with. The very next time you go to the store, take home a blue and white box of ivory flakes, and then you can make the change to ivory flakes care and get up to twice the wear. Now let me see. We have a little ceremony on the program about this time every morning. Carl, divulge your secret.
Well, Gary, it's right back of the palm tree here. It looks like a doormat that's been kicked into a heap. The hat on this...
The hat! Let's find us a hat. A doormat that's been kicked into a heap. Wait a minute. My cable is tangled up here and I can't... Can you get the hat, Carl? And who are you? Let's find out.
Hannah Bell Nichols, Pasadena, California.
Pasadena. And you?
Madeline Simpson, Hamilton, Ohio.
Hamilton, Ohio. You got the hat?
Gary, Mrs. Wasp wore this down here from Berkeley.
Mrs. Wash from Berkeley. It was a good hat. Oh! Isn't that horrible? Now, that looks like one of those French cockades at one time, but somebody took an awful kick at it here from the right. But nice pink, green, and brown colors. Is it going like this or like that? I didn't like this.
That's it.
What a hat. Let's do a little style show. A wonderful hat. Oh, that's a beautiful hat. I wish it had enough room in it to put all of these numbers in, but I'm afraid we're not going to have room enough in that hat, so we've got them all in a basket here. And that means that we're going to draw for the wishing ring. Oh, by the way, before we do that little wishing ring stunt, Tom and Uncle Corny, as we announced before, are away on a vacation, but just the same, they'll be working tonight. And for a good cause, you might know. I know, for Tom wired me to send him a wishing ring and some orchids, because this evening he's putting on a special war bond show at the El Portal Theater over in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I know you'll agree that's a swell way for him to use part of what's his short vacation. Huh? Draw some numbers. Who are you?
Helen McNair.
From where?
Glendale, California.
Glendale, California. Will you draw me a number, please, Helen? Any number. Don't look at him. And then hand it over to me. That's a nice girl. Thank you very much. Got your numbers out, girls? Here it is. Gets the wishing ring. 34822. Sounds like a train, doesn't it? 34822. Must be here. Choo-choo. You find her? Oh, very nice looking lady coming down the aisle here with that number, 34822. And she is going to win our wishing ring. Now, isn't that nice? And who are you?
Mrs. Stella Butcher.
Where are you from, Mrs. Butcher?
From Los Angeles. Highland Park.
You born here?
No.
Where?
Illinois.
Another sucker. Well, that's what they call them back there. I was born in Illinois, too, so I'm a sucker, too. Where were you born?
Well, I was really born in Milwaukee. I came from...
Now, look, let's make up our minds, will you? You were born in Illinois.
No, I was born in Milwaukee.
There we are. Now we got it straight. You were born in Milwaukee and lived in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
That's right.
Your mother was there at the time.
I think so.
That's good. We just want to make sure of those things. And how long did you live in Milwaukee, or don't you remember?
About 30 years.
About 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you moved to Illinois?
I moved to Illinois.
And how long have you been out here?
2 years.
You like it out here?
Very much.
And are you married?
No, I'm a widow.
You are a widow, but you were married.
Yes, sir.
Where were you married?
I was married in Illinois.
Well, that's why you said Illinois right away. Kind of getting your birth and your wedding mixed up a little bit, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing out here in California?
Well, I'm working.
Good girl. Have you heard this program on the air before?
Yes, I have.
Well, you know all about this wishing ring ceremony,
yes,
then, don't
sir.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Then all you have to do is hold out your hand, and I put that beautiful little ring. Isn't that a beauty?
Mm-hmm.
It's the most beautiful design that I've seen on a ring in a long time. Really, it's a pretty thing. All the girls are envious of you because they didn't win the number. All right, you put out your hand, and then make your little personal wish, and all here in Tom's restaurant and up and down the blue, we'll wish along with you and hope that your wish comes true. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's have your wish.
What's a wish?
Well, make it a nice little personal wish. Is there something you want more than you want anything else? We'll wait for you. We've got all morning. Nothing to think about at all.
Well, I wish you... for...
Go ahead.
Good health and the ability to keep my job and keep myself going.
That is
for the rest of my time.
That is a wonderful wish, and we're going to wish right on with you. Wait a minute. What was your last...
This happens to be my birthday.
Hang on, your birthday, you get a wish. Yeah, great. Well, that's fine. And I'm going to wish, and we're all going to wish with you, too, that you have many happy returns of the day.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you. Thank you. And if you can find your seat back there, I have one more thing to do here, and that is to, well, I've got to find out who this girl is over here with this grin on her. Watch her. You didn't know I was coming over after you. Who are you?
Mrs. O'Neill.
You're from where?
Santa Monica.
Is this your son or here?
Yes, sir.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
How long has he been back home?
Oh, my month and a half. Not quite a month and a half. About a month.
Glad to see him home.
I'm very nice.
That's great. I was glad to see my boy come home, too. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. R. Dannenhauer of San Francisco, from living in New Orleans, Louisiana. Hello, everybody.
I bet she rehearsed that all the way down. Boy, if I get a chance to get on the air, I'm going to say it all in one breath. And who are you?
Mrs. Helen Little of Jersey City.
Jersey City.
Say hello, Bert.
Say hello to who?
My sister.
Her name is Bert?
Bird.
Bird.
Who? B-E-R.
B-E-R. Name Bertha or something?
That's right.
Oh, good. Who are you?
Walt Little of Washington, Massachusetts.
Good. And he didn't take the opportunity to say hello to Burr, either.
Mrs. Jared of Los Angeles.
Nice.
Hazel London from San Jose. Beautiful valley of
San Jose. Come on, give it a plug. We don't mind. Say it again now.
Hazel Lundy from San Jose in the beautiful valley of Santa Clara.
That's wonderful. Did you say it right?
Martha Hawley of Southgate.
Southgate. Let me tell you all about it.
What? No, you had your chance, son. You had your chance. One more message that I want to give you, and that is that paper bags and cardboard cartons are very, very scarce, and they're needed overseas. So the next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket, no matter how it looks. You ought to see mine when I go shopping. I have to hold it together with wires. Well, that sort of ends the first half of the Breakfast in Hollywood, brought to you by Procter & Gamble's Ivory Flakes. And remember, Ivory Flakes Suds is a great for your duds. I had a great argument with Carl this morning about whether I should say Ivory Flakes Suds is or Ivory Flakes Suds are. Now, what do you think? Is, are. Now, you see, there you are again, a difference of opinion. Well, let's find out. Who are you?
Natalie Gilmartin, Summit, New Jersey.
Well, now we're having a discussion about this. Would you say that 7 and 6 is 14 or 7 and 6 are 14?
Neither.
Neither? No, we're discussing is or are. Which is which?
They ain't.
They ain't. And so we bring you the second portion of our program, brought to you by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek, makers of that delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Pep. And as Tom would say, Pep sure is a pip. About this time on the program, immediately following the second half or the start, what are you giggling about over here? Who are you?
Polly Moyer from Lenox, Pennsylvania.
What are you giggling about?
Oh, we just had a good joke over here.
You did? Tell us, will you? Got a sailor here at the table. I can imagine the kind of a gag it was. So we go over this side. Who are you?
Mrs. Morris Radcliffe from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio. Radcliffe from San Antonio. A college from the state. And you?
Got me once.
I got you once. Well, I won't get you again. And who are you?
I'm Ruth Ann Radcliffe from San Antonio, Texas.
Well, sisters, huh?
No, mother and daughter.
Mother and daughter? Oh, dear me, she likes me now. I tell that. And you?
Marjorie Wiestrand, Wakefield, Nebraska.
Wakefield, Nebraska. Nice to have you here. Well, this is the time for our little ceremony for our eldest guest this morning. Who is our eldest guest? I'm not going to say oldest. I want to say eldest. How old are you? 82. I spotted one right off the bat, and I thought she was going to say about 65. 82. And how old are you? 91. Oh, wonderful. 91 years old. Can anybody top 91? 91. Come on, sailor, you're not 92 yet. Wait a minute, what?
I'm 100 minus 48 today.
You figure that out for me, will you? 100 minus 48 makes you 52, right?
Happy birthday to
my friend. Who?
Happy birthday to the wishing ring lady.
Oh, thank you very much. One wishing ring to another is offering happy birthday. That's very nice. And here is our nice little 91-year-old lady. How are you this morning, my dear?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. And will you step over here just a little bit in the spotlight where we can all see you? And may we ask you who you are? What is your name?
Mrs. Annie Bartosz.
And where are you from, Mrs. Bartosz?
Los Angeles.
Where were you born?
Oh, in New York State, New York City.
Mm-hmm. And that was 91 years ago. When was your birthday?
Today.
Well, that's great. And this is Annie. And what is your first name?
Harriet.
Annie and Harriet. And the wishing ring lady was Helen. So let's sing happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Couldn't very well sing happy birthday to Harriet, Annie, and Helen, could we?
No,
not very well at all. And tell me this, how long have you been in California?
24 years.
You like it out here, don't you?
Very well.
It's done all right by you, too, I can see that. You're looking very well. To what do you attribute your excellent health at this time?
Well, I guess it's right in our family that we live long.
Oh, you're all long-lived people.
But I'm the only one in my side of the family.
I see. Well, you've hung on pretty well, I'd say. Where did you meet Mr. Bartosz?
In Nebraska.
What were you doing out in Nebraska? way out from New York, and all of a sudden we find her in Nebraska.
Well, it's there where I was in my teenage and got acquainted with my husband. And
where did you meet him?
Oh.
What kind of an occasion was it?
Well, it was a dance.
It was a nice dance? One of those social affairs where everybody in the neighborhood went to the dance?
That's right.
And that's where you met him. How long did he court you?
Oh, nearly a year.
Took his time about it, huh? Were you playing a little hard to get?
Oh, no.
I bet you made your mind up the first time you met him, didn't you?
I think so.
Oh, dear. I think you gals are all alike. You see a guy you want, you play hard to get, and then let him fall into the trap.
Yes.
But he was a good guy, I'll bet you were.
He was.
That's grand. What did he do? What was his work?
He was a farmer.
A farmer?
Farmer.
No wonder you look so healthy. You can get everything you want to eat.
That's right.
That's great. Tell me this. Do you have any children?
I have.
How many? How many children do you have altogether during your lifetime?
15.
15?
Ten sons, five daughters.
10 sons and 5 daughters. That really is beautiful. And I bet you had a grand farm with all that help, too.
I did.
You bet your life you did. Do you have any grandchildren?
Let's see if I can remember.
How many of them call you Granny?
Mm-hmm.
She's counting on her fingers, and she's got to bring her nose in there.
I think 15... grandchildren? No, 14 grandchildren. 15 great-grandchildren.
A great Scott, with those 15 children, 15 great-grandchildren and 14 grandchildren, you could probably settle down and have a whole little colony all of your own, couldn't you?
Pretty near.
Pretty near. And how long did you say you've been out here in California?
24 years.
24 years. And you're living out here with some of your children? Or are they back east yet?
No, I have just about all of my family right here in Los Angeles.
Isn't that wonderful, Mrs. Bartish? I'm awfully glad of that. And we have a very nice present for you here this morning.
Oh, grand. Beautiful.
Isn't that a beautiful orchid?
Beautiful.
That's one of those famous Armroy orchids that comes from Cedric's. And from Tom Brenneman, via me, to you, this very beautiful orchid.
Thanks so much.
And you can put out your hand and take it. That's right. Oh, I see you were shaking a little. You're probably a little bit nervous, huh?
A little bit nervous.
Not too nervous. Have you heard this program on the air before?
Oh, I listen to it every morning.
Well, wonderful. And you know what ceremony goes with the presentation of an orchid, don't you? Are you all ready for it?
I guess so.
I am too. Well, Mrs. Bartish, you're a wonderful woman, 91 years old, and just as frisky as she was the day she was married, too. By the way, have you ever heard of the word panjandrum? Panjandrum, P-A-N-J-A-N-D-R-U-M. It's a wonderful word. You'll find it in the dictionary, by the way. That's where I found it. You may even find a panjandrum in your town. But a simple word commencing with the letter P is pep. And I'm sure you'll find that in your town, in the cereal department of the grocery store. And you'll find lots of people looking it up, too. That's because those golden toasted flakes of whole wheat have such a hold on the palates of America that Kellogg's Pep has become America's fastest growing wheat flake cereal. And you won't wonder why when you've become acquainted with that outstanding rich flavor, which is the exclusive taste mark of this favorite breakfast cereal. Whole wheat is famed for having great food value, but Pep goes ordinary whole wheat one better, or I should say two better, for Pep contains added amounts of two important vitamins, B1 and D. That's because before Pep leaves the Kellogg Company in Battle Creek, enough of these vital vitamins have been added so that Pep provides 3 times as much vitamin B1 as plain whole wheat does. And every 1 ounce serving of Pep gives you your whole minimum daily need of vitamin D. Now look up panjandrum in your dictionary, if you like, but be sure to look up pep in your grocery store, because pep sure is a pip. Well, we've got a little more time. Oh, and I swore yesterday that we were going to give away what was it? The Max Factor makeup kit. Oh, and that is really beauty. Carl, will you show it to the people, or will we have time? He's going to get it out of the bag. In the meantime, we're going to find somebody to draw us a number, and I think this lady right over here. Who are you?
Virginia Gurman, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Virginia Gurman from Cincinnati. Girls, do your O's and A's. Isn't that appealing? Will you draw me a number? Thank you very much. Well, that's fine. Oh, by the way, before I read this number, I want to tell you that before long, a number of stations are going to become new members of the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. And some of those stations are now conducting local good neighbor contests. Now, Tom is depending on you folks living in or near the cities where stations are joining the network to write good neighbor letters about someone living nearby. The winning letter in each city will be chosen by local judges, and then Tom will read the letter on the regular coast-to-coast broadcast. Please note that letters entered in these special contests should not be sent to Hollywood. Announcements over your local station will tell you the local address to which the letter should be sent. Now, this goes for listeners in cities such as Yanktown, South Dakota, Lawrence, Massachusetts, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Mass., Des Moines, Iowa, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Racine, Wisconsin, a lot of others. Listen for the announcements in those places, and then mail your letters to that station as soon as you can. Well, here's the number for the Max Factor Makeup Kit. 34762. 34762. Must be here. There she is, the lady in blue, over there against the wall. Will you see that she gets that, please? Oh, and by the way, now is time. Let's all be nice and quiet because we're getting awfully close to sign-off time, and there's one thing that we always must do on this program, and that's our good neighbor letter. And this one is written by Mrs. Hal L. Johnson of St. Joe, Missouri, and it has to do with a very charming couple in Bakersfield, California. She says, Dear Tom Brenneman, I'm writing to you to recommend Mr. and Mrs. W.S. Brockway of 2204 Milvia Street in Bakersfield, California, as good neighbors. My husband was an aviation cadet, and while we were stationed at Minter Field, Bakersfield, California, Mildred and Bill Brockway made their home open to us and other cadets and their wives. On Christmas Eve, three couples of us went out to their home and stayed all night. The next day, the Brockways weren't even at home for dinner. But they left everything from an 18-pound turkey to mince pie with rum sauce for our dinner. It was our first Christmas away from home, and it meant an awful lot to us. You may think it strange for me to have waited so long to write you, but my husband was killed just a few weeks ago. And in thinking over our good times, I fondly remembered the good ones we spent with the Brockways and realized all over again what a good neighbors they were. Don't you think they deserve a good neighbor orchid? You bet they do, and we're going to send it on its way to Mr. and Mrs. Bill Brockway at 2204 Milvia Street in Bakersfield, California. And thank you, Mrs. Johnson, for that beautiful letter. Oh, dear me, time's getting short. In answer to many phone calls, we want to announce that today only, Memorial Day, Tom Brenneman's restaurant will not be open for lunch, but will be open at 2 p.m. for dinner. And, of course, we remain open until midnight, dancing as usual this evening to Sonny Kendis and his former Stork Club band. Oh, and we got time to read a message that we got from Uncle Corny. Tom and I, he says, Dear Gary, Tom and I having big war bond rally tonight at Hunt Reed Theater, Las Vegas. Most beautiful theater in Sagebrush State. Yes, that's what they call Nevada, the Sagebrush State. And the generous people here want Tom to have a part of it. They haven't offered him the sage yet, but they sure want to give him the brush. Love, Uncle Corny. That's really wonderful. Well, I got the open finger here, and that means that we have to get off the air, and I haven't even had time to get our little Bobby. There's Bobby back there. But get out your song books or your song slip there that you have, and that ends our Hollywood breakfast. Let's go. Da, and...
Well, that's all we have time for today, friends. But be sure to tune in again tomorrow for more fun with our guests at Breakfast in Hollywood. This is Carl Lester Pierce, turning the mic back to your host of the day, Gary Breckman.
I only want to say that on this Memorial Day, Let's think and think hard about those boys who aren't coming back and make it possible for them to realize that they didn't fight in vain and that we still have to fight for our freedom. Thank you and so long.
Tom Brennan and Breakfast in Hollywood is brought to you at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, by Kellogg's Pep and Procter & Gamble's Ivory Plate. Stay tuned for the latest headline news. It will be heard over these stations immediately following the next announcement.
Have you tried that new popular member of the Kellogg family of cereals, Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes? Here's a wonderful new double feature treat that's fruit and cereal right in the same package. Each helps the other taste even better. The golden toasted flakes are extra crisp, as only Kellogg's can make them. And the seedless California raisins have so much natural sweetness that you save on sugar. So, lady, ask your grocer tomorrow for Kellogg's Raisin 40% Bran Flakes. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. 40% Bran Flakes. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.